What is going on, you amazing people in the podcast world? If you hear a little background noise, it's because my neighbors are having a party outside. All respect to them. It's Saturday night. They're having fun. I'm very happy for them. But anyways, today's episode is an interview with Brian Farr. And it was just very special, very unique kind of interview. He has different viewpoints on things that I've never heard before. And I just love that. I cherish this interview and it was a lot of fun. Brian, just thank you for your time and actually responding to me on Instagram DMs. I'm really excited to be on your show and I'm really happy to have you on mine. And guys, you know, please listen all the way through. Brian and I will really appreciate that. And hit him up. You know, he plugs his social media, all his stuff at the very end, and make sure you go let him know what you think if you choose to do so. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate all of you guys. There's a little voice crack right there, you know, trying to keep it fluid, but please enjoy the episode. All right, everybody, welcome back to Red's Corner. Today I have a very special guest by the name of Brian Farr. I actually went on Instagram and typed in hashtag podcast, and I was like, man, you know, this little snippet sounds pretty cool. I'm going to hit him up and ask him if he'll be on the show. And, you know, I got him here. We planned it out and we got it going. So, Brian, go ahead and introduce yourself real quick.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. I'm Brian Farr, and I will say this. I was appreciative of you kind of reaching out to me and, you know, just wanting to collaborate. Of course, I prefer collaboration over competition as a person. So I did appreciate you kind of reaching out. And I also likewise kind of looked at some of your content after you reached out and was able to see that, that a lot of the material, I could appreciate a lot of the things that you were doing.
And, thank you.
So yeah. But I'm Brian, born and raised on the east side of the country and very much so an entrepreneur, very much so have had an interesting journey along the way, which I'm sure we'll get into as we go along. But yeah, it's, I'll probably save a lot of it for the questions, but yeah.
That's all good. Well, yeah, thank you for being on the show, Brian. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your time. So we were talking a little earlier about your, you know, entrepreneur journey. You're an entrepreneur. You work hard. But I kind of want to dig into, you know, when you were a child and, you know, high school, you know, early life. Like, where did that entrepreneurship drive come from?
Probably just me more so. And I'll try to shoot as straight as possible, but I don't want to assume anybody, you know, knows what I'm talking about. But, yeah. You know, you kind of normally in leadership, you lean one of two directions, right? You're either more visionary as a person or you're more of a management style leader, right? And so I lean high visionary. So me in school looked like a very, according to my report cards, restless child who liked to draw cartoon characters and things like that. So I was never really present as a child, even in school and things like that. And so probably my entrepreneurial journey was born out of the fact that I just dreamed all of the time. Daydreamed at night. And there were things I would dream about creating, things I would dream about doing that just kept following me throughout. And it got me in a lot of trouble at times, as you know, you can probably tell from what I already said about, you know, being quoted to be restless and, you know, just not using school time for what it was probably supposed to be. I would dream all the time. And so that's probably the main driving force from which I was able to realize that in order for me to make some of these dreams happen, I needed to be an entrepreneur. I needed to pursue things myself and build them out. And so by way of my vision, I would say.
Okay. Yeah. I like to ask that question because a lot of the people I like to get on the show are, you know, people that worked hard to build something on their own. Mm-hmm. And it always seems to go way back to like as far as some people can remember.
For sure.
And it's pretty interesting, that trend. And, you know, another thing that, you know, a lot of people go through in their younger years, you know, like, did you have to go through any like hardships or like fight through adversity at any point that kind of defines who you are now?
Well, absolutely. 1,000%. And I've almost considered myself in certain ways, you know, it's never wise of a person to compare yourself to other people's stories and things like that. But I've almost felt like a late bloomer at certain points because, you know, I don't really come from, you know, probably the most entrepreneurship that I've seen growing up had to do with maybe my grandmother at some point. You know, I think she had a daycare that she used to keep me and a couple of my classmates in, but it never really grew outside of her house. I had a cousin who probably had the largest daycare actually in our city. But at the same time, it was a small city. So comparable to, you know, any large company that you could probably name off the top of your head, it wasn't near that level of business. Right. And so, not having insight into what an entrepreneur was probably, I think for myself, the hardest, the biggest piece of adversity I've had to go through and has had to do with identity itself. Right. And so I wouldn't have coded myself as an entrepreneur, even in those dreaming days and things like that. So I've had to figure out along the way why I didn't like certain things, you know, and it came through, thank God, like there's YouTube and I have access to see other people. I was able to relate to people from a distance who also didn't take on to school very well. You know what I'm saying? And things like that,
yeah.
who were more prone to self-educate and feel like certain things were a waste of time. And, you know, so starting to understand that what I had was an entrepreneurial spirit in an environment where it was almost, it couldn't be encouraged because I didn't even know what it was. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it was just a lot of that, you know, born into a situation to where, you know, raised by a single mother type of situation. And, you know, we were all living with, I wish I almost had pictures and things like that that I could show if I knew you were going to ask me this, but like, you know,
yeah.
Very, very, what they would call humble beginnings. I don't know if humble is the word for it, but like, a poverty is probably, it's okay. More so the correct term. So, you know, just a lot of that stuff, you know, I could tell you a million stories and I'm not even going to drag it out, but you know, from everything from like in the type of neighborhood that, you know, my grandfather would sometimes often go out and pick up drunk people out of the yard, you know, random people that we didn't know, that would just pass out there because that was just the type of environment I was raised in. And so, yeah. You know, like I said, kind of having to deal with the whole fatherless, quote unquote, piece and just a whole lot of stuff, you know? And so not having a lot of guidance mixed with a lot of the elements, that actually caused me to be rejected a lot, to be honest with you, because I didn't understand what I was. And so, I mean, I've probably been fired from, I could probably name off the top of my head 10 jobs.
Wow.
That, you know, because I didn't realize, again, what an entrepreneurial person was, or I didn't know how to recognize that in myself early on. So thousand things I could give you, but I'll leave it there.
Yeah, no, that's great. Like you had to teach yourself things. You came from humble beginnings. You had to, you know, realize what you truly were through, you know, being rejected, hardships, everything like that. And it's gotten you to where you are today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And see, we're throwing around the keyword entrepreneur. So let's dig kind of into the present and the recent past. What do you got going on? What are you building? Who are you helping? Everything like that.
So, yeah. Interestingly enough, I think that because of the whole struggle that I felt probably going when it came down to identity in general, caused me to fluctuate with a certain project that I've kind of been working on for probably more than 10 years. And I met my wife early on. I am married, and I married, you know, probably what would be considered pretty young for a lot of people. I was 22. And when I got with her, we kind of came up with an idea to create an organization that we just wanted to help people through, right? But we didn't know how we would do it. And so it started off as a girl group, I think, for her school, because she really wanted to help young women, young girls. And So we tried to go around there, had a lot of interesting times trying to figure out what that could look like and what it could be. And our interactions with people at the time were really interesting. And then it turned into, oddly enough, I was also brought up in a probably highly religious environment too, which also, well, I hate to say this, my first time being introduced to people, but not faith itself, let me be clear, or not a belief in God or anything, or a higher power. I'm saying that a lot of the religious aspect of how I grew up specifically was also probably a big hindrance to me being able to get started the way I needed to in the entrepreneur journey. And that's a whole nother conversation that we don't have time for. But interestingly enough, what was happening was also I was struggling with that. And so at points and times it would turn into more of a type of not, I won't say spiritual, but like more of a, you know, a little bit more religious presentation with this organization that we were trying to create. But the end goal was to always help people. Right. And so year after year, we'll kind of fluctuate back and forth because I didn't know whether I wanted to do it, you know, in a more spiritual way or just a more broad way, I'll put it that way. And so what it ended up being was at this point a health and wellness brand, essentially. And I call it I Exist. And it's something that's dear to me, but I'll say this much, that the mission statement for it is that we're here to press and empower everyone possible to lead lives that are full of fulfillment, right? And so through the veins of coaching, through the veins of a lot of different aspects, even entertainment, things like that, we're going to press and empower people to lead lives that are full of fulfillment. And so it's really, that's my whole goal, is to help people. And that's been the goal for a long time.
Okay. Yeah. So really, you know, I Exist, you're showing people that they matter, right? Like they really truly matter and they can bring, you know, well, so much to this world.
I'll tell you, it's a play on words. I'm probably a deep thinker. So like, I allow the brand to speak to people however, you know, they interpret it when they see it. But at the same time, I can tell you what my idea of it was when we first came up with it. And it kind of came through a mushy conversation that I was having, honestly, with my at the time girlfriend. And, you know, it's just kind of something that maybe if you talk to me in the future, we'll deep dive into. But I was we were talking on the phone and, you know, basically the term I Exist came out and it hit me immediately as something that needed to be paid attention to. And so we ended up naming the company that, but the way I saw it was that it's a call to like, as cheesy as this might sound or superhero-ish, it's a call to be the unbelievable, right? So okay. It's almost like, you know, you hear the movie title that's, or you hear the movie entrance speech that's happening and you say in a world, right? Where in a world where nobody is assumed to actually have real love for other people, in a world where, you know, you don't really feel like there's an authentic helping hand that's, you know, waiting for you, or, you know, whatever the situation is, whatever you doubt about humanity, I want to wear the shirt and say, no, I actually exist. Right. And so there's no good people. There's nobody that actually loves me who doesn't know me. There's nobody that cares whether I succeed or not. There's nobody that, you know, whatever negativity you can have in your mind about the world around you, whatever you could say about a person in that way, I want to build a company where the people represent the opposite of that, right? So you'll be able to step into their lives and say, no, I actually do exist. I actually do want to help you, want to see you succeed. Don't know you, but I'll lend you a helping hand, whatever the situation, right? And so that's the twist on it for me.
Okay. Yeah. So your own really deep kind of spin to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So with that company, how long has that been established?
So yeah, like I said, it's just been I've fluctuated with the way I would present it for years. And so to be honest with you, at one point it would have like much more of a spiritual turn to it. And at this point I've just broadened it. And so the hard thing too is, you know, because I was sharing that passion with all of these different experiences that I was having as I was learning myself. So I'm saying all of the being fired 100 times, you know, over and things like that, to really, and this is just real entrepreneurial talk, you know, it wasn't able to, I wasn't able to really build it out in the way that I should have been because of a commitment to what I thought I could do at the same time that I was being an entrepreneur. Right. And so, again, it's just fluctuated over time between, again, something that had more of a spiritual turn to it. And then something that was just very broad in nature as far as just helping humanity. And so I've recently endeavored to rebuild it out as what I know I'm comfortable with and it's intended to be. So it's been a thing for a while. It's been a brand for me for a long time, but I'm just now at the point of really building it out as a wellness brand. And so that's probably been within the last, 6 months for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with that, I know you have a podcast,
right?
Other than the podcast, do you have like anything else you put out content wise?
For sure. Yeah. So I do, you know, if I could call myself anything, you know, is a producer, right? It's just whatever I can get my hands on and produce and make happen. That's what I'm going to do. So, what I did as a career before I really decided to jump over into this side for probably 16 years or more was I was a professional pianist, basically. So I do music. I do music production. So all of the music that I really create is geared towards that same end goal, which is to press and empower people to lead lives that are full of fulfillment. Even if it's like, you know, even if I need to be the voice that is almost rubbing you the wrong way initially, right? I have this saying that I say, like, if I have to be your enemy, the end goal is always that I be your friend, right?
Okay.
So, music, clothing, I've done for a while. It'll be a clothing brand. It'll be, I released my first book in 2018, working on another one now. I did a visual monologue a few years back, which has to do with the film realm of things. But again, whatever medium I can get that message through, I'm going to use it, and it's going to be under that umbrella. So, that's just a overview of a lot of the things I've done. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're just trying to reach people in any kind of way possible.
Absolutely.
Okay. And kind of with that book, with the podcast, what do you like to display when you write or when you talk? Like, what do you usually talk about?
So the podcast is entitled Living the Dream. And just as an added, after you listen to Aiden, you can go check that out and every week. But Living the Dream was based upon the fact that, again, where I come from, it's not, you know, Nike has the phrase, just do it. And I love that phrase because it makes everything simple, right? It really is that simple until it's not, right? And there's so many things that can hinder you from an internal perspective, from actually literally walking it out. And so I like to cover that it's not, you know, I don't want it to be cool just to have a dream, right? And so, you know, we can go along and somebody might see a lot of the things that you're doing personally, Aiden, and they say, you know, I have a dream too, like let's hang, you know, type of situation. But if you're the only one doing the work in the process, you're the only one that's actually living your dream out, right? And so I want the podcast to be dedicated towards information, keys, principles that actually allow people to, and giving people the real on entrepreneurship, right? So it gives you the keys to actually live it out. It's not good enough to just have a dream. You need to live it. And these are keys that will help you to be able to do that and show you some gray areas or some blind spots that you may not have realized were there, even internally with your mental, with your attitude, that are probably preventing you from being able to just do it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you're taking the deeper route of maybe some mistakes you've made or maybe some things you've gone through that you want to help other people get through?
Absolutely. On one end of the spectrum, it is that I kind of made a secret promise to the world that I would never teach you how to get $1 million if I don't have $1 million. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything that I am quote unquote preaching is coming from hard earned wisdom.
Okay. From your experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. That shows it's real. That shows it's something that people, you know, are actually going to get value from.
For sure.
All right. And kind of like with everything you've got going on, because, you know, true entrepreneurs, they love to have like a bunch of different pieces, kind of like a big old puzzle, you know. What kind of goals do you have in the future coming up?
So my ultimate goal is to become one of the, not the largest coaching platform. And I know we're talking Tony Robbins level type of situations, but I just want to be a real advocate for coaching and counsel. And I think it's going to be, my projection is that it's going to be needed. And that's one of the goals, but I'm really trying to build. My example was this, and I'll say this as a key to entrepreneurship too. Sometimes you can, you know, you've heard the term becoming a jack of all trades, but a master of none, right? That's almost okay with me to a certain degree, as long as you learn how to focus all of it. And this is my opinion. Now, this is not, you know,
yeah,
I'm not telling
no, that's
you
all right.
how it has to be. But it's okay to become a person who dives in a lot of things, even initially for me, as long as you're pointing it all with the same focus in the same direction. Right. And so it's just different pieces to add to the same end goal. And so again, and I don't know if you're talking about long-term goals, but long-term, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at it being a significant piece of society, to be honest with
you.
Yeah, that people can lean on to kind of get reliable coaching and counsel that will enable them to again, lead lives that are full of fulfillment. And, you know, that's going to be the goal no matter what. But I just wanted to do that on a large spectrum, on a large, as large of a platform as I can.
There you go. Yeah, just doing it from the heart, helping as many people as you can. I love that.
Absolutely.
So, like, you know, who do you look up to? Who inspires you? I know you just mentioned Tony Robbins, but is there anyone who you really look up to, you kind of listen to every day or read about, anything like that?
So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know that if you would have asked me that before I mentioned the name Tony Robbins, that's the person I would have brought up.
Yeah.
I mentioned his name because, you know, he's literally pretty much the founder of the word, or he actually took it nationwide for people to call themselves life coaches and things like that. He was kind of the a person that at least made it popular if he didn't invent it himself.
Okay.
But probably for myself, there are a few different people. First person that comes to mind is somebody who is probably more so considered on the religious side of things, which is T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes, right? And I say that he's a hero of mine because of his actual story behind his celebrity or anything like that, which has to do with his humble beginnings and being able to, as he would say, pull himself up from the bootstraps. And I probably see that in maybe a lot of his story I can relate to, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Especially where he comes from. And so that's a person, but I look up to a lot of people, man. You know, on the entertainment side, there's certain people I've kind of been diving into. I'm almost a person, and you see me avoiding like calling names, right? but I'm almost a person that I admire a lot of people. I don't know how else to say it, but I'm also I'm also the type of person that, like, you know, I don't really get into idolizing, right? Because, and the reason why I say that, and I don't mean you can't be a fan of a person from afar, but I'm kind of a realist too. And so sometimes, like, if I don't know a person personally, and you wouldn't understand it unless you know a little bit of my story, like, I've through my musician journey, I've played on stages in front of, like, literally thousands of people, right? And wow. So what that does for you is give you a different perspective on life altogether. And sometimes you run into people that you might have thought have been one way and they're not that way, or they might be, you know, just as cool as you thought they were and stuff like that. And so I'm hesitant sometimes about just throwing stuff out there because I've been exposed to a certain level of, you know what I'm saying? I've been around enough people to sometimes be like, you know, I can tell sometimes when things are just perception, you know, and that's, you know, that's them. And sometimes it's, you know, people are just as cool as they might seem. So that's one person that I say that, you know, I admire the story of. I don't even really know him personally either, but a lot of integrity seems to come across from a lot of his things he does. So, I don't know if I need to get into that.
That's all right. I actually really like that answer. I ask that question a lot just to see, you know, where people like to listen to, where they put their attention towards. And that's actually a very unique answer from a different perspective. And I actually really like that.
For sure.
It gives me a new way of thinking a couple things too.
Absolutely.
But kind of like how I like to always end the show is I like to ask the guests, or sometimes I just like talk on my own. It's just, if you could give out, you know, one very strong, quick piece of advice to someone out there who wants to be an entrepreneur, who wants to, you know, help people, who wants to really dive in, but doesn't really know what to do. Or like you said, you know, when you were younger, you kind of got in trouble or you got fired from jobs. Like, if someone was just kind of lost, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to make sure that it's something that you don't just do, but that you are. I'm a big person on identity. And one of the biggest things that I try to incorporate into, or that I am incorporating into my style of coaching and things like that, is what's called identity coaching. Because one of my biggest pet peeves in life is going to companies, going to different situations. And like I was saying a second ago, seeing that from a distance, you've built up the persona, maybe imitating, you know, what it's like to be maybe an entrepreneur or a boss or a leader in any type of way. But then when I kind of get up on you to find out, you know, it's almost like the emperor has no clothes story, right? And it's like, you know, maybe you have a bunch of, because of popularity, you kind of get a bunch of people around you who will co-sign what you're sometimes pretending to be, but I lean on the side of philosophically believing that you have to be born it, right? And so a big piece of also I exist too is the vision statement is becoming all that we are. And what that means is that everyone's born a seed, like a tree, right? You put the seed in the ground. If you put an apple seed in the ground, it's not going to get very much fruit trying to be a pear tree or an orange tree. Like, fulfillment only comes from it growing into what it was always meant to be, even in seed form, right? Everything is built into you as a person when you're born into this world. I believe that. That's how I believe. So I would say to make sure that you are what you're trying to be. And so if you are an entrepreneur, I think you'll have the drive along the way, and it'll be built into your nature, right? You'll have all of the signs of an entrepreneur, and maybe it'll take you a long time. But my advice to anybody is to be sure about what it is you're trying to go after, because the cost is high. in order to really get there. And you never want to get to a place to where you've gained all of this success and all these things off of a perception and not off of who you really are. And then you resent the very success that you got because you were never really that. And so what that feels like is I'm a person that resents my success because I'm looking at people and I know that they don't like me for who I really am. They like me for what I'm presenting. And so I can only resent the success that they like me for, right? But if you get somewhere authentically, right, as who you are, you can receive genuine love that way and you won't hate the success that you build. So that's my big piece of advice.
Right. Yeah. Just truly be who you are and actually authentic about it, who you're meant to be.
Absolutely.
That's great. I really like that. And, you know, Brian, I really appreciate your time. Do you want to go ahead and maybe let the listeners know about the name of your podcast, where they can find it, or like your book or your social media and stuff like that?
For sure. I just normally tell people to search my name, Brian Farris, B-R-Y-A-N-P as in Paul, H-A-R-R. So it's B-R-Y-A-N-P-H-A-R-R. That's my name. You can, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram the most. But the podcast, you can find it anywhere. It's Living the Dream Podcast. It's considered an I Exist podcast. So maybe if you want to put in Living the Dream and then type I Exist, which is it's one word, I-E-X-I-S-T, you can find that there. If you want my book, actually, if you just follow me, I'm currently literally at the moment rebooting my website. And so you'll be able to get the book there. You'll be able to see all the music I do there. I'll eventually put my clothing back up. That's I Exist branded. But just follow me and I'll let everyone know when it's back up. Or you can just go to Amazon.com and search A New Home, which is the name of my book, and then just or just put my name in and it should come up. So A New Home is the name of the book. Again, Brian Farr.
There we go. Well, Brian, I'm really excited for everything you've got, especially how you're rebooting your website, getting everything back on there.
Yes,
truly, truly happy to have you on the show. And thank you so much for your time.
Yes, sir. No, I 1,000% appreciate you for reaching out to me and, you know, giving me the opportunity.
Oh, for sure, man. Well, yeah, I'll see you later.
Yes, sir.
Brian Farr over here on Red's Corner, just dropping facts, dropping perspective, just all different things he believes to be true. His story is great. I know we didn't have too much time, but maybe one day we can dive even deeper into where that motivation comes from, where that entrepreneurial spark comes from, everything like that. Again, Brian, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Again, I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. And guys, if you appreciated the things he had to say, he just plugged all his socials and I'll plug his Instagram in the description and just go talk to him. Go. I'm sure he'd love to help you guys out if you have any questions. But, you know, guys, don't forget about the free coaching program coming up. 2-week program, only a couple spots left. I'm doing 10 people, 2 weeks, 2 months, 8 weeks, 8 sessions. I'd really love to have you guys there. Also, Taco Canoe is coming back in June. Keep your eye out. Keep your, you know, just keep a lookout for it, all right? It's coming back big and better than ever. And also, guys, don't forget about our 4 viewpoints here. You know, pat yourself on the back, support yourself every day, smile every day. It's super important. And this is where I kind of get to just smile because every time I say it, I let out a big smile. Be patient, work hard through patience, and always have patience by your side. So when something's not going right, just work your way through it and know that at one moment in time, it will be over with. And last but not least, follow your passion. You see, Brian, in this episode, he explains that he's an entrepreneur and he was molded into it and he almost like he was meant to be. That is his passion. He loves doing it and he loves helping people. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Red's Corner. Peace out.